New Country Minnesota 93. It's the Country Club with TJ and Lisa Kay, joined by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
So this week is National Home Care Aid Week. So we want to talk a little bit about that, and if you can enlighten us as to what a home care aide is and what they do.
Yeah, no, we really wanted to recognize the 66 home care aides, or caregivers as we call them, and the hard work that they do every day. It's such a meaningful career for those, you know, who want to go down that path. You really have the opportunity to build one-on-one relationships with your clients and help them live their best lives where they want to be, whether that's in their home, an independent living apartment, assisted living, skilled nursing, all those different situations. But what a home care aide or a caregiver typically does, it's fun. Well, I shouldn't say typically. Every day is different. Every client is different.
Sure.
But you're taking a part of your day and you're really giving to others by helping with personal cares, helping around the house with, you know, laundry, cooking, making the beds, doing some light cleaning, companionship, helping people to get out to different social activities or to different appointments, and really just being there to support the needs of somebody who just needs a little extra assistance to be successful in their home.
Does a home care aide with Freedom Home Care work with one person specifically, or might they visit with a person in the morning and then have another visit with another person in the afternoon? How does that all work out?
You know, it really depends. We have some caregivers that are just with one client. And I say it depends because some clients might only have a few hours in the morning, and that's not enough for a caregiver who wants full time.
Sure.
So they might have one client in the morning and then go to a second client midday and a third client in the afternoon if they're looking for that 40 hours a week. Or maybe they have a different client that they see every other Saturday, you know, and then have a little less hours during the weekday. So the schedule can vary, but we do try to have that consistency because building those relationships is so important for both the caregiver and the client.
And if somebody is interested in that line of work, is there a prerequisite? Is it a train on the job kind of thing? Or is there different positions based on what your skill set is?
So in my mind, the prerequisite is really compassion and dedication and reliability. I mean, those are just such huge components to being a successful caregiver and giving the client what they need. If you don't have a CNA or you haven't worked in healthcare before, those skills are trainable. But it's the compassion and some of those pieces that we look for, because you either got them or you don't.
I was going to say, if mom and dad raised you right, then maybe then you're eligible to apply, you know?
Yep.
And if you don't have those skills, then might not work out.
You know, truly, and if you don't have a passion for caring for others, this might not be the job for you.
Sure.
You might be better off in a different position. So think about that before you apply, where you would really feel passionate about being.
And I know that there are some people out there that are so passionate about helping others, and they're so good at that. So if you think you fall into that category and you want to learn a little bit more and find out a little bit more about Freedom Home Care, how do we get in touch?
So certainly check out our website. We have applications online. We have explanations of what caregivers do and of our services in general. That's freedomhomecarellc.com. And then we also have, we'd just love for you to call and ask questions too, 507-387-4663. And we can help you determine if that would be a good fit.
Well, a big thank you to all of those home care aides out there during this National Home Care Aid Week. Christine Nessler with us today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.